This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. Robbie is going to be joining me from 5, but it's Dean all on his lonesome for an hour of pride. Fiona has just messaged in saying, an hour of pride is exactly what we need this week. And that's one of the reasons why I was going to do this. We are celebrating an hour of pride because right now is the opening ceremony of New York's World Pride, which is happening over in New York. It's also the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Uprising. And I decided to touch base with some Australians who are over in New York as a part of the celebrations or events that are going on. One of them is Brendan from the Melbourne Glamourheads. He's actually competing in IGLA 2019. It's the International Gay and Lesbian Aquatic Games that's happening right now in New York City. It's coming to Melbourne in 2020, by the way. I'm very excited for it. And I grabbed him fresh out of the pool to find out what it was like being in New York right now with all of the celebrations and also how everyone felt about the fact that the IGLA Games is coming to Melbourne in 2020. Is it really lovely there? Have you swum yet? No.
Yeah, so I've just done I did a race about maybe 25 minutes ago. And Alan Shepherd and the Brian have just done races just then. So I watched them, they're all finished, so we're all done for the day. But there's still a few more races to go. So, yeah, we're going good.
How did you go in the race?
I did a 100 IM beforehand. I went okay. Always could have gone a little bit better, but I'm happy with some of the conditions that we're dealing with and how I've been feeling the last 24 hours. So I'm happy I got to race and compete and finish. So I'm happy.
Have you been partying a little too hard as a part of World Pride?
I must admit, there was a few socialising events over the last weekend that Team New York and World Pride have been put on. So there's been a lot of socialising to go with World Pride. But last night was a very quiet night. We all had a IGLA annual general board meeting that Melbourne 2020 presented to the wider world, which was amazing and a huge success and was well received by everyone. But we had a really quiet night last night and went to bed early. Unfortunately, my jet lag kicked in and I've been up since about 3 o'clock wide awake and I couldn't get back to sleep. So still trying to get over the jet lag a little bit.
Well, the swim might have helped then. So that's pretty huge that we've got, you know, IGLA's going to be here next year in Melbourne, which is pretty exciting. So what was the response like when everyone was seeing all the details of that?
Well, everyone has been taken on board and is really, really enthusiastic because it's the first time that IGLA's come into the Southern Hemisphere and Melbourne's going to be hosting it February next year. So everyone's really excited to pair up a trip to come to Australia and come explore Melbourne, come down for a swim, come visit. So it's been really, really well received. Everyone's really excited. We've been giving out, we got some little baby koalas with Melbourne printed on them and we've been handing them out to everyone. So everyone's been lapping up some Australiana fanfare from that. So everyone's really excited for us. So there's a lot of positive momentum. There's some really good conversations and everyone's really excited for it. So we're really happy.
Oh, I really love it. I guess being there now, that would give you a taste of what I guess where it's going to be like here in Melbourne next year.
Exactly. So we're very lucky that in Melbourne that we've, from the Glamourheads point of view, that we do host a swim meet every 2 years. So we're very well professioned and well oiled in running a big scale swim meet. Taking nothing away from Team New York, they've done a lovely job already. But we've been selling and really talking up the wonderful world class facilities we've got at MSAC and the idea of having some balmy summer hot nights and the outdoor pool there and enjoying the sun throughout the day.
It's beautiful.
Really selling the idea of having a world class event at MSAC really gets everyone really interested.
So what has it actually been like in New York? We're seeing all these pictures all month. We always see what Pride is like, but, you know, this is the 50th anniversary, you know, where Stonewall, World Pride's happening. What is that actually like?
Well, I was lucky enough to be in San Francisco the week before, and it's the first time I've been in the US where June is normally traditionally Pride Month. So there's Pride flags, there's Pride celebrations in almost every window, in every office, hanging out everywhere. It's actually really, really lovely just to see it everywhere. New York at the moment has such an electric buzz and atmosphere coming up to the opening celebrations or the opening ceremony for World Pride tonight out in Brooklyn. There's a big opening ceremony for that about 5 o'clock. There's the huge, huge parade organised for Sunday afternoon, which we're lucky enough to be participating, going to be participating in the parade with that on Sunday afternoon. But there's so many social events on. There's pride flags everywhere. It was it was Saturday afternoon. We were walking around, just exploring New York, as you do. I think it was about 28 degrees and just need to rub in the weather there just for a little bit. We were walking past the Stonewall Monument. There was, and I've done a really good job with trying to get all the history of the events out for everyone to see, to educate and learn all the things that happened and where the history comes from. The Stonewall Monument, there's heaps and heaps of things going on, so it's really, really great.
What's it like being there and experiencing that kind of queer LGBT history? You know, we read about Stonewall, we see about Stonewall, we hear about it, we watch the TV and everything like that. But to actually be there and see it and see this history and culture.
It's the first thing that comes to mind straight away is just pride that we're lucky to live in the society and live in the world that we live in now in 2019 and think of all the things that had to happen over the last generations of people fighting for our rights and values and so forth, and it's going to be its own history points in itself, but it's just a really sense of gratitude and pride and just lucky the wonderful world we live in at the moment.
So have you had to learn any crazy choreography for the parade, or is it nice and simple and you just get to wave at people?
We haven't been told any parade choreography as yet, so we're hoping maybe just going for a simple flag or something like that, but we've got told that the parade starts at 12 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, but the aquatics parade that we're with, our call time's not till 4 o'clock. So it's a long day that's going to be happening on Sunday. So it's going to be a bit of a marathon going ahead. But I'm sure if there is any choreography we need to learn, we've got plenty of time to do it between now and then.
Well,
we've got a social drinks later on this evening, so if there are any choreography to learn, I'm sure we'll do it then.
Has there been a highlight for you in the trip so far?
Yes, there's probably the highlight stands out to me would have been in a race that I saw no more than about 10, 15 minutes ago. We learned the story of that Ingler have helped out and sponsored some people from Uganda to come and swim and participate in these aquatics events, and just seeing some people that wouldn't normally be able to come to these events, participate, swim, and do the best of their ability is really kind of a tear in the eye moment, because these people wouldn't have been able to do it without the sponsorships and the help of the other aquatics teams to come together and raise some funds and help them to come out. Some of their stories that we've heard about over the last few days are really, really lovely to hear, and seeing them doing their own personal best in the pool.
That's really lovely. It does make you realise just it's more than just celebrating and pride flags. It really is a community coming together from all around the world.
Yes, it kind of reminded me, I think it was back in the Sydney Olympics that in 2000 they had Eric Beale swimming in the pool. Kind of, we had our own little moment there. Everyone was up in the stands cheering them on. And no matter whether you came first, second, or third, or you swam a personal best, or you finished the race, everyone was there just to edge everyone and on, and just celebrate and just really, really embrace the event and what it is and coming together.
So when is all the swimming done for you?
We're halfway through day two now. With the swimming component's probably got another 2 days connected with it. The water polo guys start playing later on this afternoon, so all the guys from Surge start playing later on tonight, and I think they've got 3 or 4 days of competition now because they've got a jam-packed schedule. So it goes all week up until Friday. And there's also the diving events, there's the synchronized swimming events, there's the open water swimming that some of the Surge Boys are doing later on in the week. And these are all the events that we're going to be doing in Melbourne 2020 as well. So it's really exciting.
I can't wait for them to all come here. It's going to be a fantastic, it's just going to be awesome in next year in Melbourne. It's going to be great.
Yes, it sure is.
Well, you have a fantastic World Pride in New York, and keep swimming and celebrating.
Thank you very much, Dean. It's great to talk to you.
Thanks for taking the time to talk to us. That was Brendan from the Melbourne Glamour Heads. He's over in New York right now competing in the International Gay and Lesbian Aquatic Games, and he's celebrating World Pride in New York City. It's really exciting and wonderful. Coming up, we're going to be speaking to Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras as I speak to co-chair Kate Wickett and find out about their bid. They've headed on over and they are doing a bid for World Pride 2023 in Sydney. So I want to find out all about it and find out what it's like to see this huge celebration of Pride. But why don't you let me know what Pride means to you? Hit us up on 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au, just like these guys from New York.
Thinking of Pride, it's unimaginable to feel that energy. It was amazing.
I met a whole bunch of cool people stepping out of my shell.
There's no judgment on anybody.
There's just so many different people with different identities.
Just seeing humanity take to the streets was very inspiring.
Pride is one of those events where you can just for a moment breathe and sort of relax.
We are showing the rest of the world that, you know, we exist. We are here.
This community has made it so much easier for me to just be myself.
It was magical.
It's a way for us to celebrate the year that's gone by, the kind of victories we've had.
It's a way to also commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Uprising.
This is how we pay it forward. This is how we bring that to the next generation to say this didn't end 50 years ago. This just began.
Every day I wake up and sip my coffee, I'm celebrating Pride.
What does Pride mean to you? Let me know. Hit us up on 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au. It's Mad Wednesday's Hour of Pride.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.